Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, Seattle police are investigating after a break-in at rapper Macklemore's home. Now, masked intruders stole jewelry, watches, and shoes. But the worst part of it is that the intruders bear sprayed the nanny and robbed the place while Macklemore's three kids were home. And that is quite messed up. Meanwhile, another group of Seattle musicians, well, they are ripped off on the other side of the country. Earlier this month, Hearts were in lovely Atlantic City to perform at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Well, the night before the gig, someone stole Nancy Wilson's custom Fender Telecaster and Paul Moak's 1966 Gibson mandolin. Yeah, sorry, the mandolin. I can't get excited. Anyway, the guitar, it has since been recovered. Now, sticking with Seattle, a local guy was recently charged with a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent football and baseball players. You might recall Richard Sherman and Edgar Martinez are two of this guy's victims. And listen, these are all high-profile examples of what an everyday occurrence that we call crime. And sure, some crimes are worse than others, but we're betting that you've been a victim of it. Look, maybe you've been robbed, or you had your identity stolen, or someone spray-painted your house, or threw a rock through your window, or, I don't know, slashed your tires, or maybe, just maybe, you were walking in downtown Baltimore and I kidnapped you. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. But crime happens, and if you're alive, there's a good chance you've been a victim of it. That's just how it works. And so today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is: when were you the victim of a crime?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home patrols, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,335. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Coming up at 4:30. I don't know how you do it, Steve. You find people in the news doing bad things occasionally.
Occasionally, man. It's tough.
But every week, you somehow find three stories, bring them to us. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Is there a theme to Who Sucks Less?
There's not really a theme. Again, as always, just people behaving badly, but it involves Vienna sausages, spam, urine, and graduations.
So it's canned meat.
Canned meat.
It's canned meat day on Who Sucks Less.
Mike and I had a side conversation about canned meat. We'll get to that later.
I'll take the spam over the Vienna sausages.
I rarely say I would take spam over anything, but I would take spam over Vienna sausages.
Okay, in a heartbeat.
Vienna sausages are normally eaten out of the
jar of
meat. Out of the tin.
When I was a kid, I thought they were great, right? My father would open it up. I'm like, oh, these are cool. As I got older, I'm like, wait a minute, man. What am I eating?
It's the smell you will never forget.
I ruined them for DB. He ate them for years. And we were at his parents' house once, and he cracked open a can. And I went, you still eat those? He goes, yeah, I love them. I go, you ever thought, what is that gel?
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know. And I go, what's in him? And he's like, F you. And I don't think he's eaten one sit.
Yeah.
He never thought about the gel.
I guess not.
I mean, that to me is what you have to fight through first. And then you pop this meat in your mouth that kind of dissolves. Mm-hmm. And like meat should not dissolve in your mouth. But it does.
Mm. Right. So Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30. Today, we're going to talk crime. And ironically enough, last night, you're going to be shocked by this. I got home, did a couple things around the house. Met my buddy up at the bar, and then from there, I was talking to a lovely lady I know who she and her husband are actually listeners to the program.
All right.
And they were talking about a wonderful weekend they had in Tacoma. And I'm not going to name the exact establishment, but let's just say this. They were staying at a hotel in downtown Tacoma that is a very nice place.
Yeah.
And it's in a decent part of downtown Tacoma. Now, they parked the car in front of the hotel. In front of this hotel. Come out the next morning. There's glass everywhere. Their car has been broken into. And it's been rummaged through. And things have been stolen from their car.
Right.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Because I'm in that area a lot. She's like, we were shocked. Just based on the location of where they were. And the fact that it's well lit. It's a busy area. I know that to be a fact. Either way, sometime on the overnight. Someone busted through her window and rummaged through her car and stole whatever they could. Fortunately for her, and I rarely will say this, but there was a Tesla parked beside her, and they have cameras. So the perpetrator was caught on camera.
Okay.
Now, whether he's identified or whatever the deal is, who knows? But apparently he was missing a leg. So
that'll be a giveaway.
Yeah, that's one thing that was a definitive thing where you could tell that was one identifying quality that this guy had about him.
You think if that guy ever broke into a car and found like a prosthetic leg, would we be super angry at him?
Like if he was just trying to get that thing.
I didn't know there was a leg in there, but I broke into the car to grab change. But then I saw there's a prosthetic leg, so I kept the chain, but I stole the leg, which is a lot of money.
Right. Yep.
But I'd be like, he still did the wrong thing, but I get it. You know, one-legged man steals a leg. You go,
totally.
Like, all right.
I mean, I don't leave anything in my car. Like, even my backpack, if I go to the grocery store, it could be daylight out. I still put it in the trunk before I go in the grocery store.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a smart idea.
Yeah.
It is a smart idea.
Hair Club and I went down to Ballard one night just to grab some drinks real quick after work. I had my backpack in his front passenger seat on the floor. We're gone maybe an hour. We get back to the car again. It's just a puddle of glass.
Yeah.
My backpack is gone. There was a credit card in that backpack. They've already gotten gas up the street,
Yep.
In Loyal Heights. Well,
their getaway vehicle's not going to go very far from that gas about miles.
That is correct. But for whatever reason, because of this, and I swear to God this is true, from the time that happened to his car and they fixed that window, it was one thing after another. Like, that started the spiral of his the car.
Like the domino effect of his car.
Ultimately falling apart to the part. He just like, the hell with it. I'm going to go get a new car. That was the beginning of the end of that vehicle. Just that window getting busted. I know they don't correlate, but that's kind of how it just went down.
It doesn't correlate, but it correlated.
But I had all my work stuff in there. Yeah. I had a pair of headphones in my backpack, so you kind of get used to a pair of headphones when you're in this business. And
sure.
Those being gone were, to me, like the gut punch. I didn't care the guy put $70 in his... it turned out to be a pretty big truck. Gas was cheap.
Of course.
But,
got a Suburban.
But
sorry,
they did
buddy.
Have video on it, and I got the video from the 76 station and everything else.
Did it help?
No.
Exactly.
Well, the other thing is, too, is you can just take those cards and go, hey, man, I'm just running low on cash. Can I charge your gas on my car?
Yep. People do it a lot.
Yep. Yeah. That's because the one time somebody stole my wallet out of a locker, same thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I noticed it, they'd already charged gas and detergent.
Right. Yep. Now, mate, okay, look.
I feel a little better about that, at least.
Why?
Well, I mean, just as far as what they bought. It's like the one like a guy stole the prosthetic leg. I go, yeah, all right.
But they're not buying gas for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're just using it to get cash.
Get the cash, right.
Because they don't have the PIN number.
Sure. And
don't feel bad. Don't feel good or bad for that.
Well, they bought detergent, man. They're doing the laundry.
That's a resell.
Well, you don't know. They had to steal a washer.
Yeah. So, but crime is different wherever you go in this country. If you go to the state of Florida, crime is very different than it is in other places as far as the majority of what crimes are being committed.
Sure.
There are a lot more domestics. There are a lot more stupid things. There's a reason that Florida, Ohio come up in the news a lot of the time. And you go, Jesus, man, this is crazy. So even the story we had yesterday about the guy from Kentucky. Now, he had been busted before because he rode into a liquor store on a mule and started causing damage, and he kind of lost his mind in there.
As people that ride mules to liquor stores will probably do.
Can't remember his name is like Cowboy Kurt or something, right?
Yeah.
So Cowboy Kurt, the other day, gets kicked out of a bar. He goes back to the bar that he's been kicked out of and not allowed to step foot in. He's got a raccoon in his hand, and he throws it in the door and shuts the door. Now, what does a raccoon do? It bites somebody in the bar.
Because it's a raccoon.
Yes. So all right. You go to some places.
But you're the victim of a crime because it's illegal to do what the guy did. It just turns out
yeah.
the result of being a victim is that, well, I was bitten by a raccoon.
Yes.
Not the worst thing, but certainly not the best.
But, okay, for an example, if you're going to have something done to your car, the West Coast is king. So if your car is going to be stolen, if your car is going to, whatever happens.
Yeah.
It's a very much a West Coast thing. And when I grew up on the East Coast, it's not that it didn't happen. It just wasn't as prevalent as far as...
Well, I think people drive everywhere here, too. The cities are farther apart. You travel longer distances. Yep. It makes sense to steal a car here. We're on the East Coast. Like, you can hop on a train and get anywhere in an hour. It's honestly, it's almost not worth stealing a car. Yeah.
So the number one state in the United States for auto theft is Colorado.
Hmm.
So if you live in Colorado... Right.
I would guess California.
So per 100,000 residents, 52 thefts, which is 206% above the national average.
Damn. Yes.
Number two, Washington.
Yes.
Ranking second, 133% higher than the national average. The Evergreen State saw its low of 1,800 thefts in February 2020 go up to... Oh, 4,275 just 2 years later.
Yay. Thanks, Kia.
Oh, yeah.
That's almost double.
I mean, seriously, when you do the math on that, you say about 2 years ago, mm-hmm. that's about the time everyone's getting their Kias jacked, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Nevada comes in third, followed by?
Oregon,
yes. Keep on the West Coast.
Yep.
New Mexico, yep. Missouri, Hawaii, which blows my
mind.
That's the one that blows my mind. You can't find that car.
What are they doing, stealing rentals?
You can't find that car.
Sebrings and Jeeps. I mean, yeah, like, that's the only thing I see.
You got a Rubicon.
Just jumping into a bunch of, convertible tops.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know if they stole my car. Like, if you walk to, the parking lot, like, well, there's 75 Sebrings.
Hey.
I don't know if they stole mine.
Yeah. California comes in at number 8. Tennessee is at 9 for one reason only.
Nashville.
Memphis,
bro. Yeah.
Yeah. And Oklahoma, I don't know what's going on in Oklahoma.
Trying to get
been.
Out? I stole your car to leave the state,
it's
man.
It's the 10th highest auto theft.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's Oklahoma, they steal everything, even basketball teams.
Yeah.
Oh, and elephants, man.
Right. Yeah.
Remember, they got our elephant for the Woodland Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know what it did? Died of herpes,
yeah.
bro.
Right. I also got the Tiger King down there.
Was he Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was big in Oklahoma.
He's big Oklahoma.
So today, as far as crime goes, we can just stick with Seattle. If you so choose, okay? As a Seattle man was charged with a string of burglaries at the homes of prominent current and former football and baseball players. And this marks the latest example of well-known athletes being targeted in home thefts. Now, keep in mind, they busted a ring. I want to say they're out of Columbia.
Something
they were
like
the ones responsible for breaking into the homes of Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say Joe Burrow. I mean, it was all over the place.
They still all of his fur coats.
But they were doing it on, like, game days and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
They were good about it.
Not just game day, but your team was out of town.
Yeah. Right.
So, like, the Bengal, I want to say Joe Burrow was, like, playing, I don't know, Baltimore, Pittsburgh or something. That's when they went to his house, took his crap.
Didn't that happen to Gronk as well?
Did Gronk?
Maybe.
I feel like it was like the Super Bowl or something.
What
do
they
like
steal? Like empty beer cans?
Yeah, right. I'm just thinking.
I know what happened to Kelsey
yeah.
and Mahomes. Is, but
yeah, because they were out of
Gronk.
Town.
Yeah.
But there was a bunch of different players. So this guy, Earl Henderson Riley, he is 21. He was charged with several counts of residential burglary in both occupied and unoccupied homes, along with first-degree robbery, according to King County prosecutors. Now, he was the ringleader in a series of burglaries starting in February that involved stealing more than $6,000 in Louis Vuitton bags from Mariners pitcher Louis Castillo's home, more than $194,000 in high-end purses and jewelries from the home of Julio Rodriguez.
Damn.
All right. The thefts also included taking several watches worth more than $100,000 from Richard Sherman's home, as well as a burglary at the home of L.A. Dodgers pitcher Blake Snell, who is from the area and has a home there. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors say there was also an attempted burglary at Edgar Martinez's home.
Oh.
All people deserve to feel safe in their homes, and our office will continue to hold people accountable for criminal behavior. Now, there have been a slew of burglaries at homes of well-known athletes across the U.S. in recent months. FBI has actually gone to each sports league about crime organization and their targeting of professional athletes.
And telling them what?
Basically telling them what they need to look out for, what they need to be wary of, as far as when their home is occupied, when their home is unoccupied.
I mean,
if they go on the road, is someone in their home?
Right. I'm just saying, if you have to explain that to a grown adult, I don't feel bad.
The charges in this case.
But I don't know that you would think to always have a house sitter until this stuff started happening.
Maybe
you think
not,
I got security cameras, it should be fine.
Sure, sure.
From what he's saying, like now they're like, look, if you're out of town, somebody's got to be there.
Right. And they're saying stuff like this. Maybe don't think about it. Look, you're on vacation in Cabo. Maybe wait till you get back to post those pictures on Facebook.
To let people know, yeah.
Or Instagram, or whatever the deal
Correct.
Is. So it's more that type of a teaching environment as far as how they have noticed that these athletes have been targeted. Whether it's they're on the field, like Ted says, or they're out of town.
Yeah, that's the main thing. You're out of town.
Yeah.
You flaunt jewelry and all that crap. Like, I mean, no, like you're the house I want to rob. I know you're loaded.
And in the case of Dodgers pitcher Blake Snell, he's a guy who's from this area, but obviously during the baseball season, he is not here full time.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the road with the Dodgers. So we also have the case of the band known as Heart. Have you guys ever heard of Barracuda?
Barracuda.
No.
Yeah. Barracuda. Yes, the legendary Rock and Roll Hall of Famer's Heart had a bad thing
for fish
in New Jersey, and specifically Atlantic City. If you know anything about crime in New Jersey, that's where you go. But police there have recovered one of two instruments stolen from the band on the eve of a concert last month. They say that Nancy Wilson's custom-made Fender Telecaster will be returned to the band. But they're still looking for Paul Moak's 66 Gibson EM50 mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing this is for what? The Battle of Evermore, maybe?
You don't break out mandolin a lot, but if they're covering Battle of Evermore, yes.
Which they did as a love monger. So
I don't know what. I was trying to go through the Rolodex. Like, what song does he play mandolin?
They probably still go out and do that one. But they caught the guy. Garfield Bennett. He was observed giving the guitar to a woman who put the guitar in a vehicle.
Garfield Bennett?
Garfield Bennett. Huh. The detectives then utilized the department's automatic license plate readers. They were able to identify the woman in her car. So the instrument was voluntarily surrendered after officers spoke to the woman. Now, Bennett has been charged with burglary and theft. The problem is they cannot find the mandolin. Now, the instruments, including the mandolin, the Moak has played for more than 25 years, they were stolen from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The good news is that Atlantic City apparently actually has one decent casino left.
Left, yeah.
Because that would have to be it. I mean, if you've been to Atlantic City, you walk through some of those casinos, and it's...
It's like, basically, it's Reno with a beach.
That's not bad.
I mean, that's honestly what it is. Like, yeah, there's casinos, sure, there's a boardwalk. You don't want to be there. Mm.
Let's see here. Nancy Wilson thanked police and everyone else who offered support after the theft. Outpouring of love and concern, blah, blah, blah. Either way, there's still mandolin out there that they can't find.
Is there really money in that? Is somebody actually going to buy that and display that as, this is Nancy Wilson's stolen mandolin?
Well, it depends. The person who accidentally took Steve's bass, regardless if they took it on purpose or not, they did sell it back to a guitar type.
Bases Northwest. So I had to go in
place that,
and rebuy my bass. But in that case, that's my bass. This is from Heart, right? And, you know, there is
but a... Still, the truck,
but it's still your musical instrument.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying he would get a lot more money for that, even
Correct.
Though it's a mandolin.
You right. just it's like, 1966.
And this guy's been using it for 25 years. And, yeah, there is a market for it because a lot of the guys, man, you can go into people's basements or their quote-unquote secret room and whatever contraband they bought off the black market. Like, that's where they display it. And typically your friend group kind of knows what you're into. They're not going to rat you out.
No,
you'd be like, dude...
No.
I got this dude's mandolin. Like, that is awesome. Let's play it.
The problem is it's just almost too identifiable.
Yes.
But no one would know.
So you're
If you walked into my house now and I stole this thing and I have it sitting next to my bases and everything down in the basement, I don't think any one of you, knowing that this is in the news, I don't think any one of you would say, man, I'm pretty sure that's... Because all I have to say is, no, it's not.
But if you wanted to get money out of it.
Yeah.
There's got to be a black market.
Yeah,
you're going to fly to Japan. Or something
I mean,
like that.
Right, there's black markets for everything.
Yeah,
I guarantee that guy could fence that thing in 24 hours. Mm-hmm.
So our question, when were you the victim of a crime? 206-803-ROCK. My question.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And when were you the victim of a crime? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, congratulations on a successful tournament this week.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
It was great, man. Were you
good
there?
Times.
No, maybe I'll make it next time. I'm assuming there's going to be a next time.
We hope so.
I can't see why not.
That'd be fantastic. I'd love to make it.
It was good, man.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Good times.
So what was stolen? Or I guess I'm assuming something was stolen from you.
Yeah, I had like $4,500 worth of musical equipment stolen from me. And I got to say, you know, you don't steal fun toys or tools from people. I mean,
you say that, but I would insist that people do.
Yes.
Right. That's kind of what they're looking
That's
for.
That's like the main one.
Right. It's not like people are going to come in and go like, I need that
paper plates
vase you had.
Right.
That's the worst. That's like eating off your plate or you know, effing your wife. That's the level.
So where was it? Was it in a truck? Was it in your house?
It was in my house. My not yet ex-wife at the time and I, we took in her daughter and her daughter's boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And that dude was a real pile of S. And he was abusing the daughter, and he and I got into it one night. I was gonna do some bad things, and well, I had to leave because you know the police got involved, and I didn't want to. I have an allergy to handcuffs, you know.
Most people do.
And so I came back a few days later to collect my things, and some of my things were gone.
Was it just musical equipment that was taken?
Well, and my wife left with me, and so she had two computers stolen, and there was my my Mesa bass amp and head, my Ibanez bass guitar.
I mean, look, I know this guy is not fantastic, but I do kind of like what he stole. I mean, I'm just saying, yeah. He and I could bro down on that.
Yeah, the best one that he got from me, and he doesn't even play. All this stuff ended up in a pawn shop somewhere.
I'd say most people that steal musical equipment do not play musical instruments.
Did you go look around the pawn shops? Did you call around?
I did, and I never found him. It was my Gretsch hollow body bass guitar that was my sweetheart. That was the worst.
How much did you pay for that thing?
You know, I bought that thing out of a pawn shop, and it was I only paid $400 worth for it, but it was worth a lot more than
that. Yeah, definitely. Did you have renter's insurance?
No, sir. I did not.
All right. But you were renting there, right?
Yes, it was. All right.
But you never got your musical equipment back?
I never got any of it back. You know, the good news is I still have a few guitars and a cheap ass bass amp that I can still play on. And I should have never left that stuff behind.
Okay. That's the thing, man. I would say in all the years that I've played music, I've been lucky. I've never had any of my equipment stolen except that one bass, and I don't believe it was stolen. I think that, because we were playing with Buck Cherry that night, I think when the roadies were grabbing everything, and it's just a bass and a case, man, I think they just grabbed all the equipment, threw it wherever they throw it, when they realized that, hey, no one owns this bass. Like I said, they just sold it back to a bass place. So I'm like, I can forgive that.
Or maybe they left it at the venue.
Maybe.
And then someone from the venue took it down.
But I understand how that happened. But all my years, man, I've never, never had musical equipment stolen. I would like to keep it that way. But his story, so years ago, I was living with this chick, and she had a friend, I can't remember his name now, maybe it was Scott or something, but I'd always heard about him. She'd grown up with this guy. But in the time that I had known her, while I'd heard about him, he was always in and out of jail, bad heroin addiction, right? So he had gotten out of jail, he'd gone to rehab, at least that's what he told her. So she says, hey, he needs to stay here.
I'm assuming he's clean in jail. I mean, I know that's a stupid assumption.
No. I mean, you can
get back in Baltimore?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I was saying you can get anything you want in Baltimore City Jail. The only thing you can't do is leave, right? But so anyway, I was telling her, I said, look.
I mean, honestly,
you can, whatever you need, they can get it for you. And I said, man, do not have this guy stay here. She goes, look, he just got out. I've known him since we were blah, blah, blah years old. The whole story, I'm like, okay. All right, man. I have seen this movie a million times, but whatever. He's your friend. And I recognize this is not my place to have this argument. Fine. Day one, get home from work. It's already ripped us all. What I liked about this story, however, he didn't take anything of mine. He only stole her crap, right? So I could look around. All my stuff was still there, but about half of her stuff.
So what did he steal?
Camera, jewelry, her laptop. And this is when laptops are kind of first introduced. Big clunky, but still, it was a laptop at the time. He took all that. And then she's pissed. One, because she's been betrayed by her friend. I said, your friend did not betray you. Heroin betrayed your friend. This is not him doing this. This is heroin convincing him to do this, right? Because he's trying to get a fix. But he didn't take any of my stuff. And she's like, well, I think he's scared of you. I'm like, because when we met, my look on my face the entire time is, I don't trust you. Because without ever having met you, I already know you. I've met you a million times in my life. This always ends the same way, right? So sure enough, anyway, I took all of her crap. Then about 2 days after that, she got a letter in the mail from him apologizing. You know, which didn't really made her feel a little better, but she's still pissed. But, like, you're not getting your money back. You're not getting your stuff back.
Did he at least tell her where he sold it back to?
No. It was just, I'm really sorry, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, all the heroin stuff. And I said, look, man, I get it. I don't fault the guy. The point I was trying to make is he's got to figure out his own demons. Do not let him figure it out here. He's going to rob us. And I was only half right because he robbed you, not me. But she was pissed and beaten up. But
That seems like the theft drug, too. I feel like if I'm dealing with like a meth head or somebody else, there might be more violence. Heroin people are generally like, and it's like, right, like if you're getting dope sick, like they're going to do something to get
They got to do something to get through, man. And like I said, I get it. I sympathize with the guy. Like, you just don't want him here. He's going to steal our crap. And then he stole the crap.
So, when I bought my 50cc scooter, I love that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did not have a car. I didn't have a car in 10 years. So that was my transportation.
Yeah.
This thing was awesome. You can park those things anywhere. You could go to T-Mobile and park it right near Edgar Martinez Drive.
And they say nothing.
They wouldn't say a damn thing. I mean, honest to God, it was just one of the most amazing things ever. As far as just how accessible it was, how easy it was to get around, blah, 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 blah. I parked this thing in front of my door every single night. I go
in front of your house or in front of your door?
In front of my door.
So this is on the other side of your fence.
Because you know where I lived in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And there's just a door and a garage. So the car's in the garage. My scooter's right in front of the door. It's exactly where I parked it. I come out one morning. I got my helmet on because I kept my helmet inside. I got my gloves on. I walk outside. Scooter's gone.
So now you look like a crazy person.
Scooter is locked. All the things the way they're supposed to be.
Right.
It's a 50cc. Had to be two people, unless it was one mover. Came
or one mover, yes.
And picked that damn thing up and basically threw it in the back of a truck because it was not that heavy. I mean, it maybe weighed, maybe 250. But they were able to pick it up and throw it in the back of a truck.
Right.
All right, so that thing is gone. So file the police report, everything else. And a week goes by, and I get a... And so when I filed the report, they said, okay, if we find this scooter, what do you want us to do? And I said, well... I give it back? I would prefer you call me, and I will come pick it up. You know, wherever you find it.
Sure.
Just let me know. I will meet you there. I will be there in a minute. Please do not take it to the impound lot. So I get a call one day. It's like, this is the impound lot. We got your scooter.
Got your scooter.
I'm just like, Jesus Christ. So this is, I think I've told this story before, but I go to the impound lot. The one under I-5, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of down near Voul's Cafe, if you guys know where that is. The old Northland Pizza location. Yeah. So I go to the impound lot there, and there's a woman. I'm the only person who walks in, all right? I walk in, and the woman basically shuts the window. She's like, I'll be right with you. This is my break time. I'm like, okay. So I go sit in the chair and I start walking out. She's like, sir, you can't go into the lot yet. I'm like, all right, I just want to see the condition of the damn thing.
So it's just you sitting in the
empire. It's me by myself.
And her.
I look over, she's eating a sandwich.
She's on
her phone. It's a break. She's eating a sandwich. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. So I watch her finish the sandwich. Then I realize, she's only finished half the sandwich. She got another half sandwich.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no. So then she picks up the other half. It's like a Subway footlong. I'm like, oh my God, you got another half sandwich to eat. I'm like, this is driving me nuts. I just want to go.
How long are you sitting in here? She's eating.
25 minutes. So I'm assuming the lunch was a half an hour. But she's the only person there. So finally, just like, you know, I feel like I was in Baltimore at the DMV. Window opens back up. Next.
What do you mean next? I'm the only person
next.
Here.
Next. Really, woman?
Come on, man.
Next. Next. So I go out there and wear my, I used to have like a back carrier. That was complete, but that was locked. So they couldn't get into that thing.
Yeah.
But they ripped that off and replaced it with a milk crate with the, what are those little cords?
Bungee cords?
Bungee cords.
Hold the damn thing on the back. I felt like they needed to replace it.
Oh, yeah. They get themselves a new one. So it looks like you could put like a chicken in it or whatever, right? So obviously the ignition has completely been punched out. And there is one of those like 1 inch to 2 inch little mini screwdrivers that have been jammed in. That's the key now, right? So I have my spare key on me or my key.
You don't need it, do you?
I don't need that. But they also fried the motor because they did not know that that engine was a two-stroke engine.
All right.
So they're only putting gas into the gas tank.
Ugh.
And basically, I had a scooter that was more like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
You needed to mix the oil and mix the gas together in the gas tank. So a two-stroke engine.
Yeah.
So they did not know that. And that thing puttered along for however.
Why didn't you leave the instruction manual with your scooter on the off chance that someone steals it?
I just couldn't believe the genius that stole this to not recognize that. You know, based on the fact that when you open up the thing and look at it, it clearly says, this is a two-stroke engine.
That's you can strip out the ignition and start it with a screwdriver, but you can't tell that
it's a
two-stroke
engine. You can't tell that you need to put a little oil. And I also had oil underneath the seat. So that when I went, I could, you know, mix it myself when I was at the gas station. But when I saw that scooter, I swear to you, I almost cried. Because I was just like, you sons of bitches.
You destroyed my boy.
This is my guy. This is the guy. I can park anywhere. You know what I mean?
I can park anywhere.
No, I'm back on the bus, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with being on the bus. We have a wonderful bus system around the area.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was just like, God, man, come on.
So what do? You just leave it there or?
Well, yeah, because at that point in time, it was worthless. So I just like, yeah, you guys take care of it.
Right, trying to fix it, you could just buy a new one.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. So the one thing I did was I took the license plate off of it. Got whatever paperwork was left out of it. Just took all that crap, went home, whatever. Sat for about a week. Then I went and bought like a real scooter.
Yeah.
So I bought a bigger scooter after that, which was it's a nice scooter.
But it wasn't your guy.
It wasn't my man. And I just felt, I don't know, I felt so violated. Like, what they done with that? Because I even washed that thing every once in a while. Like, I took care of it.
Is it worse that they kind of redid it after they stole it, or is it worse that it was stolen?
Both.
You know what I mean?
Both. I mean, the fact that it looked like, I mean, seriously, it looked like, I don't know. It looks like they were hauling chickens or something.
Right.
It really looked like that thing where it's like, where have you traveled in the world? What third country?
We took it to Singapore.
What third country have you been in?
Right.
You know, what were you hauling in this? A pig? You know, like it kind of has that look to it. I'm just like, man, and a fender was all messed up. I'm like, you even laid this thing down. You asses. Like, come on. I mean, but I really wanted to repair it. So I called the people that I bought it from. And they're no longer in the area, but they were they used to be down at Sean Kemp's dispensary.
Yep, I know
down
exactly
by the
where
teeny bags or what the hell?
Yeah,
the cigar bar down there that used to be back in the day. So I called them. I'm like, look, this is the condition. They're like, they don't make that scooter anymore. We can't get parts.
Of course.
So based on the fact that it was like a Korean scooter company that had gone out of business, or maybe they don't ship to the U.S. anymore, but they ship everywhere else, there was no equivalent parts to be able to fix any of that bike. So I'm just like, man,
come on,
this sucks. So that I did buy a Yamaha because I figured Yamaha ain't going out of business.
Yeah. Right.
So at least when I bought the second one.
I had a Yamaha scooter. That thing was great.
It is great.
But it wasn't his boy, Ted.
It was my boy.
Yeah.
You know, this is like, you know, like when your dog dies and then you buy the same breed of dog again.
Yeah.
But then that dog sucks.
I know, nothing about that.
It's like you think they're going to be the same, but they're idiots.
But they're not.
Whatever, it's a cat, whatever.
Like not
whatever.
At all.
Oh, all Himalayans are the same. No, they're not. So you try to replicate that. It's not that the bike isn't nicer. It's just not my bike.
It's not right. It's
I
not
the own bike the bike, want. But it's just not the one that I was the bike. Yeah. That was my, so now I got to go get a freaking motorcycle license. I got to pay insurance and crap.
No, like, but you're right. There's certain things. It doesn't have to be the best. Like, I have this acoustic bass, right? And Joe Dredd, he cannot help but comment on it when he sees it, right? Because It's just this tiny thing. It's beat to hell. It's not worth anything other than to me. But to your point, if someone stole it, and trust me, I would get a much better, higher quality acoustic bass. It would sound better. It would probably play better. Everything you could possibly want. But in the back of my head the whole time, I'd be like, but this isn't my bass. Like, I own this bass, but this isn't like
this is,
my
this
bass.
This is a replacement
for
what,
the one I love.
For what was
that's
mine.
What the, this is a rebound. Right. This is rebound sex, man.
Yeah.
I don't really want to have any kind of like long-lasting relationship with you. I just need you right now because I got a gig. That's basically what it would be like. I'm going to F you because we're playing a show and you're cute and there's really nothing wrong with you. You're just not the one I love because the one I love has been stolen. And in that case, kidnapped. That's the way it feels, man.
Feels like that. You remember the movie The Natural?
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a big scene when he breaks Wonder Boy's bat.
Yeah, exactly, man. Looking
at that scooter the same way.
I swear to God, man. You know how, like, I was almost like a 5-year-old that was so frustrated.
Looking at your broken toy.
And so mad that I couldn't get ice cream.
Right.
That I didn't know whether to scream or whether to cry or whether to take a nap. You know, like,
hey, but guess what? The lady at the Nabala Impala, she didn't care either way.
It was like I was hangry. I was mad.
Did she offer you
a
Snickers?
Sad. Hell no.
Here you go, sir. Have a Snickers.
She was in there munching on her footlong.
What kind of footlong was it?
I don't know, but I couldn't believe it was a footlong. Because I was like, man, because I watched you finish the 6-incher, right?
I feel like a footlong at lunch is aggressive.
It was. That's what I'm saying. Thank you.
And I don't know why. That's just my rule.
You wrap the back 6 up and you take that home. Maybe you snack on it later after you get
home. I'll eat a footlong for dinner, but I just feel like for lunch, footlong?
I'll eat half my sandwich today.
So I watched her finish it. I'm serious because I'm watching. I'm like, how long am I going to have to sit in here? And she takes the last bite. I'm like, all right. And then she puts her hand in the bag for chips. I'm like,
oh, my God.
We're close. We are close. Takes a sip of the drink. Next thing I know, she got another 6 inches in her hands. I'm just like, mother, you're eating a 12-incher for lunch? And that took another 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just like, she's
not
like,
a care in the world.
Next. Me next.
I'm like, is that me? Am I next?
She should have made you take a number.
Yeah.
Because if you're the only one in there, you're number 3.
Yeah.
We're the 1 and 2. Don't worry about it.
Those places, anything involving your automobile. We don't give an F places of the world.
Well, the impound, yeah. If your car is an impound, you're already coming in not happy.
Clearly.
They know that, right? So I think it's just they just get so jaded because all you deal with is people that are already pissed off and want their stuff back ASAP. Right.
But they're at least the woman here wasn't mean. She's just clearly lazy. She's slacking. She's going to take her time. I want my buddy Tony, man, to an impound lot in Baltimore. It's a much different experience. It's just as soon as you walk in, right, there's already people yelling. So she's dealing. And I don't know what these guys' deal is, right? Like you said, it's an impound lot, so nothing good has happened. But like,
right,
she's
nothing good's happened
to your car.
And
they're screaming at each other, but the way things roll there, like, you can openly scream at a customer, and it doesn't seem odd, right?
You're not going to get a bad Yelp review.
You're not. This is just how
this is business.
People are communicating, and she disagreed with their stance on whatever. So as they're going back and forth, right, and we're kind of listening, we're mildly amused, but Tony is a very impatient individual, so he just pipes up with the, how long do you think this is going to take? And I cannot say her exact quote, but something along the lines of, don't start with me, N-bomb. I will get to you when I'm done with these ones. Now, we're customers. That is what she said. So we sat down quietly because we knew, like, she will jump over this counter.
And she was a white woman.
And beat your ass. Right? Made it even worse.
She's a white woman.
Jesus. My son wanted to get some kind of pair of Under Armour tennis shoes, right? So we fly back to Baltimore, and I said, listen, man, they have an Under Armour flagship store there. So my wife and I just said, listen, people here, they act a lot different than they do in Seattle, man. So just be prepared for that. And in whatever capacity it's going to be, right? He's like, yeah, all right. And people are generally cool, but we go to the store. He finds the pair he wants. They find the right size. And this is older black ladies waiting on him, right? So finally, she's like, all right, Donald, we got your size. What color shoes do you want? He said, I really want the white ones. How old are you, boy? He's like, I am 9. I ain't selling you white shoes. He looks at me. I just shrug. I'm like, look, but between you and her. So he's like, well, those are the ones I want. Like, that's why I'm here. Boy, do you have your own money? Who's paying for these? And he points at me. My dad said he'd get me the pair. Okay, well, you're 9 years old. I got grandbabies. You know what you're going to do? You're going to make those shoes dirty. Then your daddy wasted his money. That's what you're telling me. I will sell you this pair of shoes, but I ain't selling them to you in white. That was the end of the conversation. So he got a pair of black Under Armour shoes. She was, yep. There was no chance. She's like, I'm not selling your young ass white shoes unless it is your own money. All you can do is outgrow them, get them dirty, and your dad, you got a job, don't you? I'm like, yeah, I got a job. Okay, so your daddy's working hard, and you're going to get your shoes dirty. I ain't selling you white shoes. Pick another color. I mean, she's like,
have a nice day.
Oh, yeah.
Our buddy Marvin.
And she was sweet at the end.
She ran all the, sold all the football shirts at DeMatha. My uncle went to Carroll. He hates DeMatha. He said, Teddy, you're playing there. Get me a shirt. He's a fit dude. Miss Brown said, I need a medium football shirt. Tiny, ain't no grown man wearing a medium. I'll give you a large. He gets it. He's like, I'm swimming in it. I said, Phil, I tried.
Right.
She would not sell me a medium in a men's.
When were you the victim of a crime? 206-803-ROCK.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.